Thanks for listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU and 88.5 WMUB. I'm Mark Purzell. Glad to have you along this morning, and glad to have on the phone with me right now Tim Sisson, the Western Wildlife Corridor President. What is the Western Wildlife Corridor? Well, you're about to learn more, but I can tell you the WWC is celebrating its 20th anniversary this fall. It's good to have you on Cincinnati Edition, Tim.
Mark, it's great to be here. Yeah, glad to talk about Western Wildlife Corridor anytime.
Well, let's talk about the Western Wildlife Corridor to begin with. Exactly what is it and how did it come to be?
Western Wildlife Corridor is a nonprofit organization that was set up formally in 1992. In fact, we just had our 20th anniversary celebration last weekend. So 20 years ago, we set up a nonprofit to protect those beautiful hillsides and forests along the Ohio River Valley and nearby streams from the Mill Creek, like where the woods start there up on the hill above Mill Creek, to the Indiana state line. And, we focus on that area, which lets us just really know and understand, that part of our community here. We were founded by a group of people who already had some protected land in Price Hill, and they were standing out on the slope one day and looked up and down the river and thought, wow, we shouldn't just stop here. This is a beautiful valley we have here. So that's when and why.
Well, it is some beautiful land to the west that a lot of folks don't realize what's happening, west of I-75, but some gorgeous rolling lands out there. And the WWC has been working to protect a lot of that land over the years.
We have. We started out by generating a plan to of what types of properties we wanted to look at, working with the local communities to get their support, which we received, all the local communities, as well as the city of Cincinnati and the entire corridor. And since then, we are protecting now like 200 acres of land. And by protecting, I mean there is a legal protection on the land. Either we own it or there's another entity owns it and we manage it for them with a legal agreement on it that it won't be developed. And I want to point out, too, that we feel that protecting natural areas in our corridor involves two basic steps. The first is the legal initiation, so it won't be developed, so the trees won't all be cut down. But then we work to turn it into a truly natural nature preserve, an area that's a lot like what the pioneers saw when they came in. And around here, that means removing alien plants, invasive alien species, for example, amur honeysuckle, and then garlic mustard, vines like winter creeper. So when we get done and our hike Sunday will showcase that, we have just a magnificent forest that's going to be protected, for all time.
Well, I was going to say land protection is part of it, but also enjoying the land as well. And you mentioned there's a hike that the Western Wildlife Corridor is putting on Sunday afternoon at 2, tomorrow afternoon at 2, a fall color hike at Sisters Hill and Bender Mountain. Tell us about what's happening tomorrow afternoon.
Okay. Sunday afternoon, we're going to meet at the end of Delhi Pike. And as you head west on Delhi Pike, go past the College of Mount St. Joseph, for example, you come to a barrier across the road. I mean, Delhi Pike used to go down the hillside all the way to Hillside Avenue, and that was closed off in the early 70s because of some pretty major landslide problems. And it's now called Sisters Hill because in the old days, I'm talking about maybe 19th century or thereabouts, before there was a real road or anything, people used to come up that slope, and among them were the Sisters of Charity, whose headquarters, what they call the mother house, is right at the top there. So we're going to meet at the end of Delhi Pike and hike all the way down the old road, Sisters Hill. It's about a mile And that'll be a pretty moderate hike. I mean, it's a gradual slope downhill on pavement, blacktop pavement. If the rest of the hike then will be pretty strenuous. So if people are more interested in just a moderate hike, they can just turn around there and go back up Sisters Hill and enjoy the forest all along there. The rest of us who are more into a strenuous kind of activity will take a really short walk along Hillside Avenue and then go up a trail that that we just recently completed that goes up the slope from Hillside Avenue to the top of the ridge, to the top of what we call Bender Mountain.
Yeah, well, Bender Mountain, I was wondering. I didn't hear about too many mountains. I know we have lots of hills here in Cincinnati, but Bender Mountain.
Yeah, the people that climb that trail on Sundays, they'll understand why we call it Bender Mountain. I mean, you're going up and up and up a really steep slope, and the Ohio River in that portion of Hamilton County is a very deeply notched valley, so the slopes are quite steep. So we'll hike all the way up to the top of Bender Mountain on what we call the Paw Paw Gap Trail, and then go out the ridge to a magnificent lookout that where you can view the Ohio River Valley, Major Creek, Rapid Run Creek Valley coming in from the right. The fall colors, I'm sure, will be beautiful, you know, in all of that area. Because they're pretty nice right now, you know, a couple more days, especially with the frost. It's just going to be a magnificent view. We complete the hike then by walking the length of Bender Mountain all the way back to the end of Delhi Pike.
Well, and there's some old-growth forest on Bender Mountain?
Bender Mountain, most of it is a very nice mature forest, you know, very large trees just the entire area. There is one particular portion that apparently was left alone in the 19th century or not very heavily logged, which has been called by some pretty good botanists, been called the best old growth forest in Hamilton County.
Wow.
So we do have that. We won't actually hike in that. That's on private land. But we will hike real close to it and see, you know, almost the same kind of forest. We'll also see a really large area where we've cleared out those invasive alien plants I'm talking about. So you'll see the forest as the pioneers did years ago.
Well, as the Western Wildlife Corridor has been celebrating its 20th anniversary, how are things membership-wise? I mean, I'm sure, as with many nonprofits, you're always looking for more help.
Well, we are. We've been really pleased with the support we've gotten. Our membership has grown steadily, and we're up over 400 members now, and they're really dedicated members. 15-20% of our members, which if you know nonprofits, is a pretty amazing statistic. 15-20% of our members are active members that volunteer, that help with our projects, with the management of the organization. We've got just a great supportive organization going.
Well, after looking back on the 20 years and what's happened then, what are the plans for the Western Wildlife Corridor for the next 20?
Yeah. We feel like we're kind of on a jumping off point. We've protected a lot of significant properties over the last five to six years, and it's accelerating. This summer, we purchased a conservation easement on another property across from Bender Mountain. Just 2 weeks ago, we signed a purchase agreement on a really nice forested property in Sailor Park to buy that, and we're looking at several others as we speak. So we feel that the first 20 years was getting us ready for the next 20 years, you know, and bigger and better things.
Well, I appreciate your work protecting the beautiful natural environment we have here in the Ohio River Valley and making sure the kids and grandkids have a chance to see it as well.
That's a good point. We always have several children on our hike, and dogs are welcome. I hope your listeners are able to join us Sunday and enjoy a really nice hike in the corridor.
Tim Sisson, the president of the Western Wildlife Corridor, celebrating its 20th anniversary. You can learn more about the WWC and the work they do and how you might join and help out by visiting our website, wvxu.org. We also have information about some of the events and a connection to their website at our website. And you can find out more about that hike at Sisters Hill and Bender Mountain happening tomorrow afternoon at 2 on our website as well. Thanks again, Tim.
Okay. Glad to be on your program. Thank you.